The record spinning here on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman. China banned Northwest shellfish imports earlier this month. Chinese inspectors say recent shipments of geoduck clams were contaminated with toxins that can cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Northwest state and federal agencies who oversee shellfish inspection here say they haven't found any record of such contamination. China is Northwest shellfish farmers' biggest customer, and local shellfish farms are hurting. China says the ban will continue indefinitely. Here to tell us how that ban is affecting business, Bill Dewey from Taylor Shellfish. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Marcy.
Are you at Taylor already feeling the effects of this ban on your sales?
We are, absolutely, yeah. No, since the NOAA stopped issuing health certificates on December 5th, we haven't been exporting to China, so that's it's impacting our sales, and we're doing our best not to let it impact our employees at this point. We're keeping people busy, but if it continues, that'll change.
How much do Chinese imports make up of your geoduck sales? What percentage?
For our company, it's about 50%. We're fortunate that over the years, we've developed some pretty strong domestic markets for them as well. But for the wild harvest fishery and much of the rest of the farming industry, China represents the majority of their market, so it's a big deal to all of us.
And you mentioned that the busiest sales time is Chinese New Year's towards the end of January, another month and a half or so. If the Chinese don't lift their import ban, what happens to you at Taylor?
Well, obviously, that's a big portion of our market in the end of January. The Chinese New Year's holiday is one where, most people in China take a week off from work and celebrate with lots of fancy meals, including Washington shellfish. So it's going to be really important to try to get it resolved before then. And even right now during the holidays, the week between Christmas and New Year's is an important one for exports to China as well.
So what specific impact would it have on your business if the Chinese don't lift this import ban?
Well, if it continues to the end of January, by then, we're going to have to be laying people off. There's only so much busy work and projects we can make for people. We're trying to, keep people working definitely through the holidays here. But at that point, we're not going to have a choice. We've probably got 25 to 30 employees that'll be affected here at Taylor's. And of course, you've got all the wild harvesters, both for the tribes and the non-tribal harvesters, as well as the rest of the geoduck farms in the state as well, are going to be in trouble.
So, Bill Dewey of Taylor Shellfish, would this have enough of an impact on your company that you might have to cease operations?
Oh, no. No, Taylors are very diverse. We sell clams, oysters, mussels, geoduck. Geoduck, which is the biggest portion of what we export to China, it represents only about 15 to 20% of our sales in total. And then about half of that, as I said earlier, is what we're selling to China. So, no, as a company, we won't have to shut down. Although, some of the other people that deal in geoduck are not that diverse and may only be selling geoduck. So it could have a much more serious effect on a lot of other companies.
As I mentioned in introducing you, the Chinese inspectors say that the shellfish were contaminated. Northwest inspectors don't have any evidence. What chance do you think that the shellfish were contaminated?
It's a great question. There's lots of speculation, and unfortunately, all we have to go on to date is a relatively short four-paragraph notice from the Chinese Health Department that came on December 3rd. And the U.S. has investigated the growing areas that were implicated by the health certificates that were issued for those shipments. And they weren't our company. I want to clarify that. These were associated with some wild harvest geoduck, both in Washington and in Alaska. And from my understanding, looking at the information from the Department of Health, the levels, as you indicated, were low. So maybe there's a technical issue. We don't know because of the lack of communication with China. Maybe they have a different testing methodology that would produce a different result, or the translation of this document from December 3rd is labeled as an unofficial translation, so maybe, units of measure were translated incorrectly. We're hoping it's something as simple as that. We have a lot of confidence in our shellfish sanitation program here in Washington, and to where we believe the shellfish that are going out through that program are entirely safe, so we're just hoping it's a technical issue here with China.
Bill Dewey, spokesman for Taylor Shellfish in Puget Sound region, thank you so much for talking with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
It's The Record on KUOW.